Well, let's see now. Ronnie just mentioned a song I recorded a long time ago on a record that didn't do a thing. But I always liked this song, even though nobody else did. And this is appropriate for about this time of day, I reckon. It's one entitled, Don't Stop the Music, Just Let It Play Another Song. She knows that's not right. No, don't stop the music. Let it play one more song. The same one is played tonight for so long. My pockets are empty. I've spent my last dime. I just got to hear that song one more time. Story, I'll tell you. One night at the Grand Ole Opry, I sang that song, you know, naturally, because I recorded it one time years ago. And there's a guy on the Opry, he's not there anymore. Sadly, he passed away a couple years back. His name was Jimmy C. Newman, the old Cajun from down there in Louisiana, you know. He recorded that song. No, he didn't. What am I talking about? He wrote it. No, did he? Yes, he did write that song. Well, and then I'll tell you what, back in the day, Jimmy C. Newman, George Jones, and some other musician, singer were riding in a car going to a show date. The band was already there, whatever, backup band. And so it was Jimmy C. Newman's turn to drive the car to wherever they were going. And George Jones was asleep in the back seat. Well, all the way down the road, this tune hit Jimmy C. Newman, you know, and he's, hey, love you too. Anyway, he was singing, Don't stop the jukebox. And so when they got there, you know, and George Jones woke up, he said, hey, you need to change the words to that song. Why? He said, that won't sell. Call it Don't Stop the Music. Well, Jimmy C. Newman, okay, that's the way I'll sing it when I record it. Well, George Jones was the first to record, and he recorded the song. Jimmy never even got to record it. I just thought I'd tell you that. That's what it's like, you know, when a guy's listening to jukebox. You know, years ago, you could put a dime in a jukebox. Play it over and over and over, dime at a time. Now, that'd be a good song right there, wouldn't it? Play it. Put a dime in the jukebox, dime at a time. Let's see now, what else are we going to do here? You're kidding. You don't want that motorcycle song, do you? Okay, I'll try it. Last time I tried to sing this, I got it all screwed up. No, I didn't. No, I'll tell you what, I did get messed up. We did a little thing for TV, I don't know, about a month ago, I guess it was. And so our song, one of the songs was this one that we were going to do on there. And the other one was Nashville Cats. I couldn't remember that one. I got in the middle of it right on TV and then lost it. So we had to scrap that one and do something else. But I did remember the one about the motorcycle and all that. Pretty good story. You know, a guy over in England wrote this, recorded it. He played it on a guitar. He plays fingerstyle guitar, and he's a rocker. He was a rocker over there, still is over there in England. But he didn't do it with a rock and roll band. He just did it acoustic with his guitar. Did it in the key of B flat, right there. And we, of course, we did it in C. But we had him at our festival. Ever hear of the guy? You know who I'm talking about? Yeah, that's it, right over there. He's got it. Richard Thompson. Did you hear him? He wrote this, and so we had him at our festival. We have a festival up in Cumberland, Maryland, every Memorial Day week, you know. Of course, this past one, we had to cancel it. Boy, and that was a sad thing for us. I tell you, a sad thing for everybody up in there. But anyway, we had Richard come and play our festival, you know. And Ronnie, I think Ronnie went up to him and he said, will you do that song with us, you know, on stage? Or was we going to do it with him? I forget. Anyway, we're going to do it together. We were either going to do it separate or together. Which was it? Anyway... And so Ronnie said, now, we featured the banjo in that air cut, and it's he plays in C, you know. It suits the banjo at best in C. B flat, you can't even play there. I'm getting in trouble the more I talk. He's in B flat right now. I didn't know it, but he is. But anyway, he said, Ronnie said, you think you can sing in C? It's a little bit higher, you know, it goes from here to here. There. No, ain't it. It's this. There it is. Yeah. I'm learning every night. So, anyway, he said, let's try. Well, he didn't know if he could sing it in that key, so we tried it. He sang it like he'd sang it in that all his life, just like he always did, you know. Last thing he said when he walked away from that little jam session we had there, he said, see you in the charts.